Fear is an educational problem. Inability to deal with fear may look and feel like a psychological problem, in most cases it isn't. It is primarily an educational problem, and that by re-educating the mind, you can accept fear as simply a fact of life rather than a barrier to success. One of the insidious qualities of fear is that it tends to permeate many areas of our lives. Fear can be broken down into three levels: the surface, the ego, the essence. Feel the fear and do it anyway. The surface fear in this level involves an external situation and can be divided into two types: those that happen, including aging, becoming disabled, retirement, being alone, natural disasters, loss of financial security, change, dying, war, illness, losing a loved one, accidents, rape, etc., and those that require taking actions such as making decisions, changing a career, making friends, ending or beginning a relationship, going to the doctor, asserting oneself, losing weight, being interviewed, driving, public speaking, making a mistake, intimacy, etc. The ego level 2 fears have to do with the inner states of mind rather than exterior situations. They reflect your sense of self and your ability to handle the world. This explains why generalized fear takes place. They are not situation-oriented, they involve the ego, and they include rejection, being conned, success, helplessness, failure, disapproval, being vulnerable, loss of image, etc. If you are afraid of being rejected, this fear will affect almost every area of your life: friends, intimate relationships, job interviews, and so on. So, you begin to protect yourself, and as a result, limit yourself. You begin to shut down and close out the world around you. The essence: this level is the essence of all our fears. It is simply described by, I can't handle it. All your fear comes down to the worry of, I can't handle whatever life will bring. Every time you feel afraid, remind yourself that it is simply because you are not feeling good enough about yourself. Some fear is instinctual and healthy and keeps us alert to trouble. The rest, the part that holds us back from personal growth, is inappropriate and destructive, and perhaps can be blamed on our conditioning. Fear is not the problem. Obviously, the real issue has nothing to do with the fear itself, but, instead, how we hold fear. For some, the fear is totally irrelevant. For others, it creates a state of paralysis. The former hold their fear from a position of power, choice, energy, and action, and the latter holds it from a position of pain, helplessness, depression, and paralysis. The secret in handling fear is to move from a position of pain to a position of power. The fact that you have the fear then becomes irrelevant. Our vocabulary determines our actions. It's a self-fulfilling prediction. For example, when we stay in pain, then our pain vocabulary will involve, I can't, I shouldn't, it's not my fault, it's a big problem, life is a mess or struggle, I hope, if only, it's terrible, etc. Whereas when you shift to power, then your power vocabulary will involve, I can, I should, I will, I am responsible, it's an opportunity, I know, etc. Taking responsibility means never blaming anyone else for anything you are being, doing, having, or feeling. You must try to do something each day which makes you uncomfortable. Take small risks every day. For example, if you have a fear of talking in public, then participate in public programs, talk to strangers, or if you fear to express your feelings, then talk to your family, tell them about how much you care for them, etc. Do something which moves you out of your comfort zone. You can plan the risk that you will be going to take tomorrow, visualize what positive things can happen if you face your fears and take small risks. There are 5 universal truths of fear you should never forget because it will help you to deal with your fears. They include, the fear will never go away as long as I continue to grow. The only way to get rid of the fear of doing something is to go out and do it. The only way to feel better about myself is to go out and do it. Not only am I going to experience fear whenever I'm on unfamiliar territory, but so is everyone else. Pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear that comes from a feeling of helplessness. Take responsibility of your life and increase the ability to handle the fears in your life. The idea of taking responsibility for your own life is probably not totally new to you. Keep in mind that when you give away your power, you become paralyzed in your attempts to deal with fear. It is difficult to accept the fact that you are the cause of the feelings that take away your joy in life. It is very upsetting when you begin to see yourself as your own worst enemy. On the other hand, this realization is your biggest blessing. If you know you can create your own misery, it stands to reason that you can also create your own joy. Whenever you are not taking responsibility, you put yourself in a position of pain and hence decrease your ability to handle the fear in your life. Every time you encounter something that forces you to handle it, your self-esteem is raised considerably. You learn to trust that you will survive, no matter what happens. And in this way, your fears are diminished immeasurably. There are 7 definitions of taking responsibility, and they include: taking responsibility means never blaming anyone else for anything you are being, doing, having, or feeling. Taking responsibility means not blaming yourself. Taking responsibility means being aware of where and when you are not taking responsibility so that you can eventually change. Taking responsibility means handling the chatterbox. This is the little voice inside, the voice that tries to drive you crazy, and often succeeds. Taking responsibility means being aware of payoffs that keep you stuck. Taking responsibility means figuring out what you want in life and acting on it. Taking responsibility means being aware of the multitude of choices you have in any given situation. This is how to find positivity in negativity. There is an automatic assumption that negative is realistic and positive is unrealistic. It is reported that more than 90% of what we worry about never happens. That means that our negative worries have less than a 10% chance of being correct. If this is so, isn't being positive more realistic than being negative? If being a Pollyanna creates a happier world for you and those around you, why hesitate for one more moment? There is a stunning power in the words we speak. Positive words make us physically strong, negative words make us physically weak. The amazing aspect of this experiment is that it doesn't matter if we believe the words or not. The mere uttering of them makes our inner self believe them. It is as though the inner self doesn't know what is true and what is false. It doesn't judge. It only reacts to what it is fed. Negative thoughts take away your power. When the words, "I am weak," come in, our inner self instructs the rest of us, he or she wants to be weak today. When the words, "I am strong," come in, the instruction to your body is, he wants to be strong today. Being a positive thinker requires a special commitment and requires a great deal of practice. And once you get it all down perfectly, a maintenance program is a must. It doesn't seem fair that you automatically become negative when you stop practicing the positive. But this part of you need constant reinforcement, and a positive mental attitude is just one of them. When you become positive about life, you will find it difficult to stay around people who are negative and upset about everything. Negativity is contagious, and you walk away feeling lousy after spending time in the company of a negative person. Positivity is contagious as well, and spending time with a positive person makes you feel as though you can sprout wings and fly. How to make a no-lose decision? One of the biggest fears that keep us from moving ahead with our lives is our difficulty in making decisions. The problem is that we have been taught, be careful. You might make the wrong decision. We are afraid that the wrong choice will deprive us of money, friends, lovers, status, or whatever the right decision is supposed to bring us. Closely tied to this is our panic over making mistakes. For some reason, we feel we should be perfect, and forget that we learn through our mistakes. There really is nothing to lose, only something to gain, whatever the choices you make or actions you take in life. This is the no-lose model. Before making a decision, 1. Focus immediately on the no-lose model. According to the author, I can't lose, regardless of the outcome of the decision I make. The world is a place for opportunity, and I look forward to the opportunities for learning and growing that either pathway gives me. Push out thoughts of what you can lose and allow only thoughts of what you can gain. 2. Do your homework. There is much to learn about the alternatives that lie before you. It is most helpful to talk to as many people as will listen. Don't be afraid to approach professionals relative to the decision to be made. A few might put you off, but most will be happy to help. In fact, they will be flattered that you came to them for advice. 3. Establish your priorities. This will require some soul searching. Give yourself time to think about what you want out of life. This is a very difficult thing to discover for most of us since we are trained at an early age to do what other people want us to do. We are out of touch with those things that really bring us satisfaction. To make it easier, ask yourself which pathway is more in line with your overall goals in life at the present time. 4. Trust your impulses. Although you might have difficulty getting to the person within through the soul-searching process, your body sometimes gives some good clues about which way to go. Even after you've done your homework, talked to many people and come up with a logical choice, it is possible that your impulse is telling you to go with the other choice. Don't be afraid to trust it. Very often your subconscious mind sends knowing messages as to which choice is better at a particular time. 5. Lighten up. We live in a world where most people take themselves and their decisions very seriously. I have news for you. Nothing is that important. Honestly. If as a result of a decision you make, you lose some money, no problem, you learn to deal with losing money. If you lose a lover, no problem, you find another one. If you choose to divorce, no problem, you learn to handle living on your own. If you choose to marry, no problem, you learn to handle a new kind of sharing. After making the decision, 1. Throw away your picture. We all create expectations of what we would like to happen after a decision is made. The picture in our mind's eye might have served a valuable function in helping to make a decision. But once the decision is made, let the picture go. Since you can't control the future, the picture can create unhappiness if it's not fulfilled. 2. Accept total responsibility for your decisions. This is a tough one. We all have a tendency to look around for someone to blame if things are not working out to our liking. When you take responsibility for your decisions, you become a lot less angry at the world, and, most importantly, a lot less angry at yourself. 3. Don't protect. Correct. It is most important to commit yourself to any decision you make and give it all you've got. But if it doesn't work out, change it. Conclusion. If you haven't made any mistakes lately, you must be doing something wrong. You'll never get to Hawaii. You haven't even left the airport yet. You've never even gotten off the ground. You are taking no risks, nor are you enjoying the goodies life has to offer. What a waste. Try this. These steps in the decision-making process are key to making your life a whole easier. Before making a decision, 1. Focus on the no-lose model. 2. Do your homework. 3. Establish your priorities. 4. Trust your impulses. 5. Lighten up. After making a decision, 1. Throw away your picture. 2. Accept total responsibility. 3. Don't protect. Correct.